Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tony Shupin, CEO of Allied Security Innovations, and Michael Pellegrino, the CFO. And the company trades on the OTC Bulletin Board, and the ticker symbol is ASVN. And the company develops and markets integrated enterprise-wide image applications, which are specifically designed for criminal justice organizations. Thanks for joining us today, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Juan.
Great. Start off by talking about your recent 10-K. What were some of the drivers behind the sales increase, which were particularly strong?
Okay. Well, one is, you know, we have, for the most part, left the digital imaging arena and now focus more on, much more on tamper-evident products.
And homeland security. Unattended assets. So the header, you know, the lead-in, the company's history briefly started out as a company that focused on mugshots and IDs and fingerprints. But we've found in the last 3 years that we've been able to, through the acquisition of a subsidiary, venture into a much broader security field, and that being unattended assets, supply chain security, and new markets such as pharmaceuticals and aircraft control and secret government developments and so forth. Hope that's all right with you. Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Talk to us about your some of your products and services, and what are some of the key services that you provide?
Okay, the primary services that we provide really are tamper evidence and deterrence for terrorists and thieves on anything that really comes into the country through the supply chain, through supply channels. There's a big movement out now, and has been really since 9/11, to affect control of the suppliers, whether it be an aircraft or coming across on ships. And all of the materials and all the goods and materials that are shipped worldwide are being required in certain instances before they'll be let into the country, into the U.S., under CTPAT or any of the Transportation Safety Administration edicts, have some type of security seal, security bolt seals that says they haven't been tampered with, there hasn't been anything dirty put in there, or they haven't obviously been stolen, and you're getting empty cartons. So our company has designed products such as tamper-evident tapes and labels, and we've expanded that to be able to design and develop products specific to threats that exist for our high-end customers, and create products that either overtly, which means if you're seeing them on the surface, it'll say do not tamper with this box, or if this tape is opened, don't accept the shipment of it, or don't accept it through a security check coming into the country. And we've also developed covert methodologies that the thieves don't even know when they're going to get caught, because we can develop ways to catch them and to detect packages or supplies that have been tampered with before they get opened or do any damage within the country. So that's what we do. We have a factory in Staten Island. We have several manufacturing sites around the world that produce the products to our specification. And what we've been able to do is take a marketplace that really needs these types of security devices and security technologies, and approach it and fill our factories and expand our sales year to year. That's what came up in the 10-K. We showed when everybody else in the world was having a hard time, we're actually still growing at about 11% a year.
So talk to us a little bit more about some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned Allied is to capitalize on them.
We're in a very strong position, we believe, because our products work, because we control the manufacturing process, so everything that we make essentially is either made to order for a specific, or we design and customize it for a specific customer, enabling us to stay one step ahead of thieves or terrorists, but more importantly, to be able to address the needs of each of our clients. And stay one step ahead of the thieves and terrorists overall.
And what differentiates the company from other players in your sector?
Basically, our size and flexibility, our commitment to overall quality, but mostly the size, because we can make a change and do an engineering change notice. We have a very good vice president of manufacturing right now. Our factories, we can quickly respond. We make everything from the raw product itself, and that gives us the leg up on even the largest players in the industry that have been around for many, many years. They have a lot of trouble turning around their processes, their manufacturing processes, and it opens the door for us. It creates a market niche. The other thing that we have is quick feedback and quick response to develop new products. For example, under the new TSA laws, HR1, they are going to require that you have 100% of any commercial vehicle that's carrying cargo. Most of that commercial product that comes on the aircraft is wrapped in something called a stretch wrap or a cellophane wrap, which has absolutely no ability, or at least it hadn't had any ability, to be demarked or be secured in the past. We actually developed a product that is tamper evident on stretch wrap that costs literally pennies per container, but it creates a big market for us, and nobody's been able to do that. And we went through a lot of extensive testing to make sure that we had a product that would work on just every type of different cellophane stretch wrap. So that's one example of where we are able to address the market needs quickly and effectively.
Great. And in terms of growth, will you look to continue to grow the company organically, or will you look for more M&A activities?
Actually, we look for both, Juan. We always have our eye out for good M&A or, partners that we could possibly purchase. But at the same time, we put a great deal of emphasis on our sales team and everyone here that, we are, a growth company, and that we expect them to continue to open up new markets for our products and, to fund that growth, which also helps us be able to fund, future acquisitions.
And perhaps, Tony and Michael, you guys can walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management team at Allied Security.
I'll be glad to do that. This is Tony, and I'll start off. My background really started in imaging and diagnostics, and I spent a great deal of time in the more secure environments of satellite imaging, being director of an international satellite firm, doing worldwide business. So I was involved with the commercial end of high-resolution satellite imaging and involved with foreign governments and involved with the military, all on the commercial side. So that, and we have a great deal of experience really, or I have a great deal of experience building sales organizations, global sales organizations, and manufacturing companies for high-tech and imaging, including the software end of it, and including things like Deloitte Consulting. So that it's a very diverse background, a very strong understanding of being able to implement the quality controls and systems within a company, and understanding how to build and grow a sales force and market. That's my background. I'll let Michael speak for his.
Mine, my life started out, of course, in public accounting, then went to a company called Automatic Data Processing and held a number of different positions there. Went from there to an international courier company where I was setting up offshore corporations. Moved from there to a software company of which I was one of the owners of, and we developed construction accounting software in the infancy of the PC, and we grew that company to actually be the largest seller of construction accounting software for PCs in the U.S. at the time. After that, then came here and have been here with the company since 1995, brought it public, and have been here since.
Thank you. And in terms of milestones and objectives for the upcoming year, what specific objectives has the management set for the company?
We continue, and this is Tony. We continue to want to expand our marketplace, even in what is a declining shipping environment. Shipping is very critical to what we do because we're securing packages that go on in shipping containers. So in order to continue to grow, our growth strategy is to come up with new products in new markets, but at the same time begin to expand into markets that are traditionally held by other companies, and we're doing that through quality of products. So our objective specifically is to continue at a growth pace, and I think we're on target this year, just quarter to quarter, to continue the growth rate that we've seen in the past.
Okay, and in regard to some of those challenges, what are some of your specific, strategies for overcoming some of those challenges? I know this year there was due to the heavy fuel costs, you had a larger operating expenses, and I guess you don't foresee that for next year. So, talk about how you plan to overcome some of the challenges.
Well, part of it is, you know, we have a vice president of manufacturing who came to us in the last quarter of last year, who has done a magnificent job of bringing our costs down, making the plant much more efficient, and controlling the costs. He has an extensive background in manufacturing and has done, a wonderful job of controlling our costs, bringing them down, bringing the cost of goods down. That's one side of it. So we expect there to be a good growth in our gross profit margins. And at the same time, with our budgets for this year, they were done line by line. And we review them on a monthly basis, you know, budget to actual, to see where there are any variances, what we can do about them, so we can anticipate anything that's necessary to do to make sure that our costs stay in line. And as most companies, we continue to look for cost savings. In the benefits area, we look at that on a fairly consistent basis because benefits are such a large part of any company's overhead. And as I said, we look at each line item and see, is there any chance at all of cost savings in that area?
From my standpoint as a CEO, Michael has done just an outstanding job of controlling costs in a very, very tough environment and reining in some unnecessary spending. We've cut everything to the bone. We have a very fine-tuned team. We've devoted a lot of our time to increase our web presence to enable us to continue to expand into markets and get visibility in markets that we presently have not or previously have not been involved in. And we are also looking to, as you see us grow, what we are doing is signing on fully qualified distribution partners around the world. They are looking for quality products to sell based upon some of the new mandates that are coming forward, and we are reaping the benefit, really, of the mandates by having the highest, what we believe is one of the highest quality products in the market. And our security platform, the product series that we offer, is very broad but very fine-tuned. So it has broad appeal but has specific market elements that are very useful to everyone. So distributors like our products and can make a very good margin on. So that is going to help us in our sales effort.
Good answer. And in terms of investors, do you gentlemen believe that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
Oh, yes. I mean, we have constant communication with our investors, telephonically, email, and face-to-face, letting them know, you know, the status of the company, where we're going, what our plans are, also to our shareholders. So, I mean, we do this on a very consistent basis. And I think we're one of the few, and I'll say this, I think we're one of the few management teams that if a shareholder, calls, one of us is talking to them. You know, one of the senior management personnel is actually having, a live conversation with the shareholder.
Yeah, well, that definitely speaks volumes. Did you want to chime in with anything, Tony?
Well, overall, I believe that if I were to rate myself as the CEO of the company, I would say that I have to get a little bit better at getting out to the public market, spend a little bit less time managing internal functions. But since we brought on Joe, our vice president of manufacturing, since we have our processes and controls in place, you will see a change in that I need to get the story out to a broader market than we presently have right now, because we have a good story to tell. We're what I believe is a well-run company. My management team is excellent. Our sales force are amongst the best trained and best qualified salesmen anywhere in the world, and our production facility has been in together for about 15 years. So we know how to make our products. We know how to make things move quickly, and we know we're in a good marketplace with the right products, and I have to get that message out there.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Tony Shupin, CEO of Allied Security Innovations, as well as Michael Pellegrino, the CFO. Once again, the company trades on the OTC Bulletin Board. The ticker symbol is ASVN. Once again, ASVN on the OTCBB. And before we conclude, once again, the company provides homeland security products and proprietary criminal justice software to over 3,000 clients worldwide. And before we conclude, gentlemen, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Allied Security Innovations as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we think that the company will continue to grow and, have increased results both in profitability and cash flow, but also the fact that our market cap is at times less than my cash in bank, which is, yes, I understand that. We think that we have excellent opportunities in the future, and we think that we can grow the company substantially.
And as I'll chime in again, as the CEO, I believe that it falls upon me to get the message out better than I have been, and on behalf of the shareholders, and making the right moves as our board of directors directs us to, and our investors direct us to increase the profile of the company in the marketplace. And using your vehicle is a very good way to start, and we appreciate the opportunity. We believe we have a good story to tell, and I'd like to get it out there.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry, yeah, no, I cut off for a second. Yeah, once again, for the record, the company's market cap is under $300,000. And so we do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And we certainly like to thank you for taking the time to update us today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Juan. Thank you,
Juan.
Much.
Great, thanks.